Oh my God, so funny meeting you here at the tabloid stand. just kidding. It's me, Jess. I am launching a new series, as you will come to love and find out, called The Sunday Spill. It is a pop culture dish with my friend Steph, and I am so excited to bring this to you guys monthly, dishing on what's happened previously in the month and what we're excited about, what we're unsure of, what we are cannot believe we even heard, read, or even saw a video of. So I'm super excited to sit down with her once a month and launch this on the last Sunday of each month. So here we go. I'm so excited. And bevy up to the bar, y'all. Let's talk some dish on the Sunday Spill. Let's do it.
All right. It is Sunday. Leave someone to the Sunday Spill with me and Steph. We haven't done this in a long time, so we have a lot to talk about today. Yeah. Welcome back, babe. Welcome back.
Yay.
So what we've decided we're going to do is essentially from like October to December, we're going to talk about top three. Then we're going to go over January, and then we're going to be back on track.
Perfect.
All right. And you know what? We just picked our top three, so they might be the same. They might be different. You may have liked more pop culture news in that month, but you know what? We're trying to figure it out so you're not sitting here listening to us for 2 hours. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I want to give you some time back on a Sunday, okay? You know how people are like always ending Zooms that way? Oh, we're ending our Zoom early. It's like 2 minutes. I'll give you your time back. What am I going to do with 2 minutes?
Yep.
No pee. Take a slurp of water.
Slurp it.
Okay. We will have very important resources in the show notes, but I literally just pulled all that I could remember. See how it went.
Mm-hmm. So I kind of just used like people and pop culture magazine, and I don't even remember what else.
I like that. No,
there's a lot of people though. I think
a lot of pop culture googling on the interwebs for me. Mm-hmm. Easiest way to do it. All right, babe, my first one for October 2023, and you know what, some of these might be accurate, some of them are grouped together. We'll just do a slur of October through December. Because sometimes when you look at an article, it's like the first of that month, but it was like the second week from the previous month, and you're like,
yeah.
So sometimes it mushes together, but we're gonna do our best. Okay, that's all you can ask from us. All right, my first one is the Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen divorce.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I know. And this is later on, but people were getting mad at Tom Brady post 13th retirement from the NFL, because there have been many. I'm sure you guys all know. Mm-hmm. But he posted a picture of himself in front of a mirror in his underwear. And everyone's like, you should really take care of your children, blah, blah, blah. As opposed to posting thirst traps on the internet. You guys know he was married to a model, right? Whose job is to essentially post thirst traps on the internet.
Yep.
Don't shame that man. Also, not a big Tom Brady fan, but that's okay. I'm more of a Peyton Manning girl. Or a, you know, sign. Thoughts?
That's a good one for, I'm trying to like look up like the dates for mine, because I don't think it was like October, November, December. I don't think
that's
fine.
We can just throw it all into one.
Listen,
this is late fall/winter 2022, and here we go.
So that's what I do. But anyways, I did write that down as something that I thought was like huge for that time. And then, yeah, like the whole like thirst trap thing and Gisele, you know, commenting on, I don't know, wasn't it like a birthday post or like a retirement post that he did or something that said like she was really proud of him or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but it was something. But yeah, they seem to be like cordial and
definitely moving along.
Definitely a surprise for sure.
It's everyone else that has a problem with it.
Yeah.
But as we know in celebrity news, you don't really know unless you really know.
So. Yeah.
All right, what you got?
I think this was like either October, November, but Chris Harrison announcing his podcast.
Oh yeah. I did not even dive into that because what the heck? Did you now his reemergence into the pop culture scene, did you ever think that it would come as a form of a podcast?
No.
Me either. I was like, that's interesting. But I get it. Like, it's a good place for him to be able to express all art forms in one market.
And I have to be honest, I have not listened
me either
to more than like 5 minutes of the first episode. I wanted to before we did this recording, but I just didn't. But it does sound like, you know, he's trying to clear the air on a lot of things and like kind of say his side and talk about his relationships with people in Bachelor Nation now. And I think I kind of feel a little bit like a poser, I guess, because I haven't listened to it, but like
I think
it was really cool that he is like, I don't know, maybe he doesn't have his NDA anymore, and so he's like, here's all of the dirty deets and and here you go.
It's gonna be very interesting to evolve.
This is what we wanted. Like I don't know about you, but like I wanted like what Blake Horseman is doing, talking about like how the producers like overproduce and stuff like that, and how he's not watching anymore and like doing recaps and stuff. Like we wanted that from Chris to be like, what is actually happening here? And so I really do want to listen to all of it.
Yeah. I'm such like a, if I'm running errands or if I'm like doing housework, I'm such a true crime buff that like I rarely listen to other like pop culture podcasts. Maybe it would help my brain. Who really knows? Get me out of the like, hey, I'm in the true crime funk. I probably should listen to something a little bit more, dare I say, mindless and uplifting in a way. And I think that's the reason why we all do what we do when we're in those instances, is because like you have to kind of find something that just lets you turn your brain off and go forth. So maybe that's a good one. Like I really, like, I know this is like a January one, but I want to listen to the Raven Ross interview with Nick Vial from Love is Blind, because there's been so much controversy about it that I think it would be a good one to listen to, but it's 2 hours and 40 minutes. No, ma'am. No, sir. No, thank you. So luckily there are people recapping it for us, but like, I adore Caitlin Bristow. I've rarely listened to one full episode of either her podcast. So like, I get it, but yes, I also listen on 1.5 speed for like everything. So I could probably get through it faster, but yes, I think it would also benefit us here in this episode to know a little bit about like what he's coming toward and like what he's talking about. But I was totally surprised at the fact that that's what he did moving forth.
Yeah,
but I'm here for it.
I did see something, I don't know how accurate it is, I don't think it's true, but I did see something the other day how he might be like re-emerging into Bachelor Nation. I don't know that I believe that, because I don't think he'd want to do that, especially if he has the podcast and he's like,
wouldn't that be kind of like a conflict of interest unless it turned into like a recap?
Yeah. I don't know. But anyways, but that was
also, I don't like Jesse Palmer as the host. He's boring.
No. Yep. We actually said that when he first got cast as a host, however many seasons ago that was, like, no, I'm not.
No.
Not a fan.
I think it'd be interesting, like, a female take on the Bachelorette as a host, like having a female host for Bachelorette and having a male host for Bachelor, because I think that would help contestants, and especially if it was a previous contestant of the show or even like a main character, it would be interesting.
Yeah.
Keisha Adams, I'm looking at you.
Yeah. Like, that's where my mind always goes. Like, so I think Caitlin did great as a host, but like, I feel like because Tayshia went through it and also went through like the engagement feeling, I wonder if she'll have like a, I guess Caitlin did though too with Sean, but like, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like just Tayshia would bring a different light to it, I guess.
Yeah.
And I just love Tayshia, so, you know.
Yeah. Next up, I have the Elon Musk bot Twitter and the whole world went to shit.
I'm like, so weird.
And there's like this giant sculpture that's like floating around Austin of him on as a goat on a fucking rocket ship thing. It's so dumb and pointless. Anyway, next. I wanted regular news for a second, then I was like, I'll take it back. I hate this.
My November one is the Ticketmaster Taylor Swift.
Oh my God. I wrote down that she like launched her album in October and we are unwell because it was crazy.
But like the ticket debacle, like they didn't have enough tickets. Like, don't do pre-sale then.
Yeah. Also, you've been a ticket distribution organization for tens of years.
Yeah.
Decades.
Yeah.
And this is the first time this has ever happened?
Right.
Excuse me, what? Why?
You know, and it's so interesting because, like, now I see people, you know, like, big names, you know, like, Beyonce is getting ready to do another tour. John Mayer is doing a solo tour. And, like, everybody is like, please don't go through Ticketmaster. Please don't go through Ticketmaster. And, of course, they are. But
because it's the biggest one. Mm-hmm. Because you don't want to come into a fact. Like, for instance, when Turnpike Troubadours came back, I know this is, like, way off, like, the other direction. But, like, no one could get tickets for their first show when they came back, and because bots were like buying all of them and then selling them on secondhand sites for hundreds and hundreds of dollars, and we're like, all we want to do is see a concert, and then all we can do right now is reminisce the fact that we saw them at Cheatham Street in San Marcos, Texas for $20, maybe even 10. You know what I mean? Like, I understand the progression of an artist and the success rate of them, and she is obviously one of the most like sought after as a person you want in your venue just for ticket sales and the whole morale of the whole industry. I get it. Like, but do better.
Yeah.
And now it's under trial. So like, that's just crazy town. Like, who takes Ticketmaster to trial?
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. But yeah, I just thought that was like crazy chaotic.
Yeah. I didn't even try. I'm like,
No. I'm not that big of a fan anymore to even attempt.
Yeah, but, and I'm also not going to, like, spend $100 for one ticket.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. Like,
no.
They're more, they have to be more than that. Probably, like, 2 to 3 for a single ticket. Like, no.
No. Like, I saw it as, like, my friends were posting, and they're like, yeah, I got 2 tickets for 160 each. And I'm like, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not even going to be in the town they live in. So you also have to travel and you also have to get a hotel. I understand the experience. I appreciate that. Like, literally, some of my girlfriends and I were talking yesterday about how Maggie Rogers is playing in Houston this next weekend. And I was like, let's do that. And then I thought about it today and I was like, I don't fucking want to drive to Houston on a Saturday morning just to stay the night and come back. And her ticket was like $60 and it's at a venue that's small. And I was like, I get it. But like, my personal time right now is gigantically valuable to me. And I get the experience, but at the same time, like, that's going to be $1,000 to $1,500 trip for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And the cost of the ticket.
Right.
Like, what?
Yeah. I mean, and it, like you're saying, you know, as artists grow, like, it makes sense for them to charge more, obviously. Like, mm-hmm. Kane Brown is going to be in Mount Pleasant, which is like not even two-ish hours from me in August, but his tickets are like $80 to $100. I'm like, I saw him at the Intersection for like 30 a couple years ago.
I saw him for free at South by Southwest in 2019 before no one knew who he was. I stood in line for 3 hours because L King was opening there as well. It was like four artists in a smaller venue. And I saw him for free.
Yeah.
F-R-E-E, guys, free. And I'm like, we talked about that the other day. I was like, I would totally fly to you and see him. But if you're telling me the tickets are $100, no way.
Yeah, I mean, like, the general admission on the one isn't that much, but they're still, like, 40 or 60. There's still something like that. And, like, that is more doable, but it's still, like, you know, then it's the gas money to get there. It's food or drink while you're there. Like, it adds up, you know, that would probably be, like, $100 trip plus you know, if you were to come up here, like, how much is that?
Yeah.
You know, like, that's just crazy.
I'm like, when is it going to be acceptable for me to put a flask in my boot and go to a show? Like, I mean, it's been done. I'm not lying to you. But, interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Also, just because this is, like, burned into my brain. You know how Heidi Klum, like, does really weird costumes all the time, and they're super fucking elaborate? This year for her, 2022 Halloween, she was a fucking earthworm.
I saw that.
What goes through her mind when she chooses a costume? That's all I want to know. And why is she down with, like, wiggling around?
On the floor.
Pun intended. On a floor, on the floor, as a worm.
Yeah.
What? And it's a very elaborate worm. Very tall.
Weird looking.
And she's tall. So, like, that's like a 7-foot worm.
Yeah. Weird. And then wasn't somebody, like, dressed up as, like, a fisherman and, like, she was on their hook or something? Or am I making that?
No. Okay.
What? Like, okay.
So freaking weird. I mean, I'm here for it because it's, like, so odd that you're intrigued by it and you want to know kind of, like, the processes of how it happened, but at the same time, what the actual fuck?
Right.
And, like, her kids are probably like, hi, I'm Wonder Woman. Hi, I'm Superman. Like, normal costumes. And she's like, here's my mom. Like, a fucking worm.
A worm.
Grocery Store Joe and Serena got married at the courthouse in October, and I love it for them. I love that they didn't do something elaborate. Mm-hmm. I love that it wasn't, like, this production of, like, who they are. It's just simple, easy. Loved it.
I wrote that down, too. Yeah. So my third one, and then we can talk about some, like, honorable mentions if you want.
Super.
But my third one is for, like, the quote-unquote holiday season, and I called it in my notes here the Balenciaga saga.
Oh, God. Great tagline, Steph. Great tagline. What the actual fuckery? Yeah.
And I, like, I think what reminded me of this was I saw the picture of Brittany Aldean just, like, taking her garbage out, and you could see in the garbage bag was just all this Balenciaga, like, logos and stuff. I was like, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Some people may not like Brittany Aldean for her ideals and her views on things, but
you stand behind this one. It also took a while for, like, Kim, like, any of the Kardashians to, like, make a statement about it, and I'm like, you keep having multiple children.
Yes.
And as someone who doesn't have any, why was that such a long time for you to come out? Are you waiting for the PR to, like, circle back 2 weeks later, like, it's still relevant? Like, why did that take you so long?
That took so long. Yeah.
So long. Too long. Too long. Mm-hmm. In our opinion.
Yep.
I have cute little Kiki Palmer is pregnant. Love that for her. She's so freaking funny. And her story is really cool. I didn't really, like, go much into detail about her as a human, but I like it.
A lot of, like, I wrote down a lot of, like, engagements and marriages for October to December. But I think my, like, honorable mention for October to December is actually, it's maybe a little sad, but it's, like, just the vast number of folks that passed away. And obviously, like, we're just talking about, like, just Hollywood people, but, like, just the massive number of people. Aaron Carter, Kirstie Alley, Twitch, Robbie Coltrane, Jerry Lee Lewis. There's just so many that I've written down here. Vivian Westwood, Angela Lansbury, Loretta Lynn, like, just so many big names during that 3 month time period. And then, of course, I mean, Queen Elizabeth in September.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So interesting.
Just so, and
like,
many.
A variant ages as well. Like, it's very, I mean, there's always people, like, there's always a circulation of humans. Also, the population of the whole world turned to 8 billion in November, which, I mean, we all know it's a cycle. We all know it could happen, like, at any time. And it's just very interesting. The large amount from, like, October to December was big.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you say, like, different ages, different reasons, ways. Like, it's just, it's really sad.
The Aaron Carter one was so weird. And, like, there hasn't been an update yet either as to how.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, if you think about it, like, I think it's really sad. Like, Twitch's cause of death was obvious, and that was reported very quickly.
Pretty immediately, yeah.
Who else am I thinking? Leslie Jordan.
Oh, like, yeah.
His cause of death was reported really quickly. Like, you know, and, you know, even, like, Bob Saget was reported really quickly. So it's, like, it's very strange that that one has not come out. It's just.
But it's
just,
also, like, not one to judge, but it's very visibly aware of the issue.
Yeah. Like, you can, like, it doesn't have to be announced, but, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just in the way that it was phrased, it's, like, that's not what happened.
Seemed a little sus to me.
Yes, agreed. Agreed.
Like, even if it was, God forbid, self-inflicted, like, it was an accident, I don't really know. I am not an addict, nor do I know the processes of what your life goes through when you're in that, right? And I'm very sensitive to it in regards to the fact that, like, it sucks that people struggle like that. But at the same token, like, you know what it takes for you to get to a certain point in your addiction to be like, this gets me high.
Yeah.
So to me, if it was the unalive of it by self-infliction, it was something that I feel you would have already known you were going to do or wanted to do. Or whatever. And I don't think you can blame people on the internet. I mean, they were never nice to him. Like, I followed him on TikTok and watched a lot of the videos, and a lot of, I'd say 50-50 comments were positive versus negative. So I just wonder, in, like, everyday life, if you are living among someone that is in that mental instability, how can you not just, like, pick them up, strap them into a car, and take them to, like, do not let him out of here. You know what I mean? Like, for the sake of your family, your children, like, all of those things. Like, how can you not just take matters into your own hands and help them out? I don't know. If it were me, and I know it's, like, very sensitive of a topic, and interventions are so awkward no matter what. But, like, or do you get to the point where you're like, I can't help them anymore. I don't know. It's so interesting to be there in that. I mean, because you never know, like, obviously. But just weird that no info has come out in confirmation or denial of what happened.
Yeah.
I feel like that's one of the only ones that hasn't had, like you mentioned, an complete discussion of that topic. Okay, moving on. You want some fun? Corn Kid. I love this kid. The Corn Kid. I love him. Number one, I'm from Indiana, and I love corn. I literally want to put it in everything. But also, on Thanksgiving, he got to work with Green Giant and hand out canned food to help the community.
Oh,
Tariq is 7 years old, and he's already like, hey, I'm backed by Green Giant. Good job, Bam. Good job.
Love that.
He's just so cute. I also wrote down that Nick Cannon in the late winter of 2022 had 4 kids in 6 months.
I wrote down Nick Cannon pregnancy fetish, question mark. That's how I saw it online. Like, it was talked to, or it was, like, explained as, like, a fetish, and that's...
Interesting. Like, just likes to see women pregnant and having him do it? Like, it's his doing? Like, he has said plenty of times that his job to, like, procreate the earth, but, like, how do you even fit that much time in, sir? You're the host of, like, 17 shows.
Like, so, jumping way ahead, I don't know if you saw this, but, like, I saw this comment on one of Rihanna's posts, or he put a comment on one of Rihanna's posts after the Super Bowl that said something like, is it mine, or something. I was like, no, bro.
No, it's not. It's ASAP Rocky's. It's not yours.
ASAP's gonna, like, knock you out if you don't.
Yeah. No, man, that's funny. No, we can totally jump out if you want, because the amount of, God love my friends, but their inability to know whether a woman is overweight or pregnant is so awkwardly annoying to watch. I love all of you. You guys are great, but just don't ask the question. We were talking about this yesterday when we were out. Like, do not ask the question. It's not your business. You did not put it in there. So it's not up to you to figure it out.
Yeah. Just
let it be. Damn it. But we're happy that she is. We're probably going to talk about this again later, but we will in a February episode.
I mean, they're 8-month-old. So this one is only going to be just as cute.
Yeah. Super cute. Also, Kylie Jenner has released the name of her son. The second name of her son.
Yes. Heir.
Heir.
With 3 of the 5 vowels.
Yeah. Should have just named it A-E-I-O-U. So they're all in there.
Wasn't any better, but air.
I mean, wolf at least makes some type of sense. I know there's, like, a meaning behind it as well, like some old anthology of the sorts, but
Stormy and air.
What next are we doing? Tornado? Rain?
No, there already is. No,
oh, there is one. Courtney stole it. Courtney stole it.
I was thinking
that was R-E-I-G-N. So that's like royal. Who knows? I don't fucking know. Also, Khloe Kardashian's little boy name hasn't been released yet, has it?
I don't think so. I didn't write that down.
We're going to probably have to wait for a conspiracy to be covered up to find that one out.
Yep.
Golly.
Do you have, like, January things that you
I do have some January things. Oh, Beyonce. So the Grammys are at the end of the year, right? So Beyonce and Jay-Z are tied for the most Grammy nominations. Interesting, huh? And they were talking about how what?
I said there's a conspiracy theory somewhere in there.
Yeah. But they were also talking about how it was interesting that Beyonce was, like, not happy about her awards in regard to the fact that, like, she's put out so many and had so many nominations. But apparently, like, they look at it as the Album of the Year award is the most prestigious of the awards given at the Grammys. So I found that very interesting, because apparently that is, like, the top echelon of the award of the night. I think they're all great. Like, if you get nominated for something and you win, even just a nomination, I think is awesome, because it shows, like, your dedication to your craft. But at the same time, like, I just read somewhere that that was, interestingly enough, like, the most strategic, like, most sought after one of the, I guess, because it's, like, a full, you know, jacket front to back from from that. So I find that interesting.
Huh.
Do you have anything else for fall, winter 2022?
I've got some stuff for January, but that's
me too.
That's it for the end of 2022.
Me too. Also, if you have any fun ones, just go ahead and let us know and tag us in it, because we can reminisce with you about the controversies. Oh, I forgot. Our boy Blake and Giannina Nina Nina together. Which we love. And I love that she's embraced her Italian roots and she just keeps being. Is she Italian? Did I read that right the other day? I might have just fucked that up. I'm sorry. Anyway, I like that she stayed brunette. I've been watching The Perfect Match on Netflix, and Damien, her ex, is on the show now, and there was a snippet back to her during Love is Blind, and I was like, I forgot she was blonde. But I love that she's basically just taking care of herself these days, which I appreciate. And poor Elise had to move out, which that's cute to see her in her new place. And Gia Nina Nina moved in.
Nina Nina Nina.
Okay, January 2023, we have made it to the precipice of a new year. I wrote down a lot, so let's dive in.
Okay. What's your first one?
Our girl, Sophie Turner, a.k.a. wife number three of a Jonas. Sansa Stark is going to be the next Jean Grey in X-Men movie, which I love. I don't really watch the X-Men movies, but I like that she is in a new character. That can have just as much fame, if not more, than a dragon slayer can.
Very cool.
Yes.
Yeah, I wrote down quite a few things here. The first one that I wrote down is, we'll start with this one. The It Ends With Us casting with Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni, or Donnie, however you say his name. I did not really care for the It Ends With Us Coho book, so I apologize if anybody is like a
big... My husband is obsessed!
I apologize if anybody's a big Colleen Hoover fan. Sorry, Dukesy, but I'm not. So...
It was a joke, you guys. He's never read the books, so I just thought I'd include him because we haven't talked about him in a while.
Yeah.
I like the casting.
I don't really... Yeah. I kind of am indifferent about it. It sounds like there are some people who are like really against like Blake Lively though.
Like in general as a person?
You know, like cast for this role.
I wonder why.
Oh, I don't know.
She did welcome baby number 4.
Oh my gosh.
In January. Apparently it's swinging back to Taylor Swift, because you know how they're like besties. I think that the name is maybe revealed as Daisy, because that's another name in the Taylor Swift era of songwriting. And we know that she likes to incorporate the other ones as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just also love them together. Like, was there really anyone for Ryan Reynolds before Blake Lively? No, there wasn't. I have our girl Daphne is back in Bridgerton, and they are filming as we speak, so I love to see all of the behind the scenes snippets, because as you know, we are Bridgerton fans.
I'm really excited for season 3. Like,
did I say season 2? I'm at season 3, sorry.
I've always been like a Colin and Penelope fan, like throughout seasons 1 and 2, but like for this to be their story now. And like, I just read the book before the season starts. Like I'm all for it. I can't wait to see how they do it, especially because I heard that it's going to be semi close to the book, whereas the first 2 seasons were, but weren't. Like this one's going to be closer.
Good. I like that for us. Zach is the Bachelor.
Not watching. I kind of stopped watching for a while.
I know, I'm bored-ish.
Yeah.
Like,
I understand he's like soft-spoken and sweet and nice, but he does drop a lot of F-bombs, which I appreciate. It's like every other bleep, 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 bleep. I'm like, okay. I just really want to see more of his personality come out. And I appreciate in the contestants that are there, like they all have real jobs, not like chicken chaser or like content. I mean, some of them are content creators, but they have it before like they became bachelor contestants. There is a little bit of controversy in one of the episodes about it that I've watched thus far, because one of the girls was like, oh, you guys realize that like now that we're on The Bachelor, we're going to increase our Instagram followers like by at least 50,000. And I'm like, don't be a fucking cunt about it. Like, and she like made it seem like she was talking to the other girls about brand deals. But like, let's be honest, one of the contestants of this show is Christina Mandrell, who is Barbara Mandrell's niece. Homegirl showed up in like a party bus, like full tour bus situation. Okay. And like, apparently she was hitting on some of the girls at the show, like first night, because she drank too much. But I'm like, so what if she likes both sides of the fence? Number one, not your business. Number two, why are you offended by that? Number three, it's flattering sometimes. Okay. Flattering sometimes. Okay. Someone's been married for as long as I have. I'll take it anywhere. A little bit. Anyway, I don't necessarily think he's boring. I just think his personality is very quiet at the moment. I don't know. What you got?
I haven't watched the like last couple of seasons, and I think it's just because I was not invested in those people in the seasons that like so like for Rachel and Gabby, like I was not invested in them on Clayton's season.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really invested in Clayton on whoever, I don't even remember now.
Katie Thurston?
Was it Katie's?
I don't know.
I don't remember. But like, I was not, you know what I mean? Like I haven't, I stopped watching Clayton, like from Clayton's season on, because like, I don't, there was nothing appealing about him to me as the lead. And so I just didn't stick with it.
Also, him and Rachel and Michelle Young and Blake and Gianna were all on a vacation together, and they were like losing their minds because they all hung out. Like, reconciliation is possible, guys. Like, people being adults is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So let them be. Speaking of Bachelor Nation, Hannah and Dylan have released their wedding date as August of 2023, which I love because now she's wedding dress shopping and she looks great and everything.
She's so cute.
So cute. And good for them to be like engaged for so long that they're like, okay, now we feel like we are old enough or want to do this, which I think is great because.
Yeah. I love that they're kind of like, oh God, Rachel. What's her last name?
Lindsay?
Yes. And her husband. Like of the newer seasons of things, like they're long lasting.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Also, I'm here for Danielle and Michael's love story all day long. I know he's like your favorite and you're sad he's taken now, but we are both married.
I love Michael A. I've always loved Michael A, but I do like him and Danielle. Yes.
Yeah. I love the slow progression that it's not like, oh, we're dating. Let's move in together.
Yeah.
I love that they are having their separate lives too, which I think is super important.
And I think it's cool that he can still write about his wife. And like, you know, he made a really beautiful post on her birthday. What was that, like a month and a half ago or something like that?
Yeah, it was lovely.
So, like, you know, I love that he feels like he can still do that. And I love that Danielle is not like, okay,
it's about time you stop talking about it.
No. Right. Yeah. The only other Batch Nation thing that I've written down is our girl Raven, baby number two.
Oh, yeah.
Love that.
Oh, yeah. And we're also... In other baby news, lots.
Adam Levine and Bahati welcome baby number 3, which I think is interesting because latter half of last year, lots of controversy about that man not being faithful to his wife. But apparently she didn't give a if.
Yeah.
Because she's just inserting herself into like every chat about it. And obviously they know their lives and what they work through. And obviously out of love, they made a new baby. I don't know what it is, boy or girl. I don't know.
Chrissy Teigen and John Legend had baby number 3 too.
Yep.
Or I forget.
Yeah. Also, Dancing with the Stars news, Jenna and Val had a little baby boy. He's very cute. And I am still shipping the relationship of Vinny and Gabby. I want them to date each other. I think they would be very funny together.
I have another transition since you brought up Vinny. Mike, the situation, Sorrentino and his wife, Lauren, had baby number 2, Mia Bella Elizabeth Sorrentino.
That's cute.
Isn't that cute?
Also, which one's the first name? Mia Bella? Is that the first name?
I think it's Mia Bella, yeah.
That's cute. I like it. That's all I have.
I have a few other things.
Good. Lay it on me, girl.
A little more sad, I guess, some of them. We had the Jeremy Renner accident, snowplow accident.
Yeah, very interesting. But yeah. Wasn't he trying to save
his nephew?
His nephew, which.
Yeah. But it wasn't a child. It was like a teenager or a young adult nephew. But he's still like.
Were they both riding the plows? And there was like
I don't know.
There's no specifics really given out on that, is there?
Mm-hmm. The other thing. Jay Leno had all of the burns from some accident, and then he got into a motorcycle accident shortly thereafter.
Can't catch a break.
Man, you just got to get yourself into a bubble or something.
Yeah. Please.
Oh, here's a good one. Austin Butler won for Elvis, which was very cool. However, days before Lisa Marie passed away. So that was one of her last events, and he dedicated part of the award to her and Priscilla, and I just love that.
I know, me too. So strange. Mm-hmm. Like, deemed a heart attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, so interesting. Like, literally the night before, she was at the Grammy party, or at the Grammys, or whatnot. But yeah, I'm happy he won, because... we all know his girl, Vanessa Hudgens, basically was like, do this.
Yeah. Like, you should be doing this. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that for him. Also, I hope his voice comes back. We've talked about this before, but
yeah,
still very hard to hear him in interviews. It's weird. I'm like, that's not what should be coming out of your mouth. Your face doesn't sound like that's why your voice should be.
Yep. He's working on it, I read, though.
Yeah.
Like, he's like trying to get it back. I don't know if you have ever watched the Chrisley family TV show. But Todd and Julie started their prison sentences for so tax.
Interesting. Still in denial, by the way, I hear.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy.
And right? I also read, well, interestingly enough, in like August, I think it was August. There was a women's expo in Austin, and I went, and Savannah Chrisley was talking. Like, she was one of the keynotes, just like a random one. And I was like, this is interesting. They were talking about how like crazy her parents were. It was cute. And then like that all came out, and now she has custody of Grayson and the little girl. What's that little girl's name? Dang it, I forget.
I can't remember either.
She has custody of both of them. Can you imagine being like 25 and you're like, now I take care of my
little brother
and my niece. Yeah. Interesting. Also, in Bravo news, Jen Shaw was sentenced to 6.5 years in prison for fraud, money laundering, all the things for the elderly scheme of the year, which we don't like to see.
Quite a few crimey type things going on in January, I feel like, because Alec Baldwin was officially charged too.
Yeah. Wasn't his the accidental shooting?
Unrest, yeah.
Yeah.
The involuntary manslaughter. But he's fighting that. So we'll see what happens.
Also, why would you have a prop gun with bullets in it? It's then not a prop gun. It's a real one.
Yep. So I kind of really only have like 2-3 more things.
Cool.
Besides like all of the passings, of course, of people. But Brandon Urie, Panic No More. Panic at the Disco, breaking up. So sad. I like
the headline itself makes me giggle.
I like Brandon Urie, but it makes me sad. Because Panic is great.
They're great.
The Damar Hamlin stuff.
Holy shit balls. Wowie, wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
Also, just all together, awesome and weird and sad and lovely. Like all of the emotions.
All of the things.
All of them.
Yeah.
Like, what?
It's very interesting.
Yes.
But good.
I wonder how the regulations in pro sports are going to change a little bit.
Yeah. It's good that he's seemingly recovered and is
doing well.
That's great.
Also, this is February news, but cheers to the Chiefs. Great job, fam. love It's a Kelce Brother celebration, which we'll probably talk about in our February episode. But I just had to throw it out there. Also, my niece has the cutest Chiefs gear. If you guys need some fun on the internet, she's not on there very often, but she's real cute when she is.
It was a cute little picture with her little dimples. And then my last one, which I also starred, but it's like my January number one.
Yes.
Is
Saving the Best for Last.
Yes. Prince Harry's book and kind of everything following all of that.
Yeah.
Royals.
Interesting. Lots of penal information that we didn't know we needed from a royal.
I haven't read it yet. My sister bought the book. I'm excited to read it. However, there are like reports of some of the things that he says in the book aren't accurate to like what actually happened or something.
But also, isn't that like hearsay and perception of an event or situation?
Yeah. So, or like Meghan says one thing, but Harry's book says another or something. I don't know. I've always liked Prince Harry. Like, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like he gets the poop end of the stick sometime. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, like, I could say a lot about the royals. Like, I have some feelings about things. Like, there are some not so good people in that family. And, you know, I think some of what he said as far as, like, the rude comments that he faced from, like, his dad and his...
The opposed, like, the proposed ethnicity of his children. Like, silly.
Yeah.
And, like, why is there no progression of the monarchy? Sorry.
It's okay.
Death by coughing at the moment. Sorry, I got some allergies. Super fun. Yeah. Like if you're, I mean, I just feel like there should be some like, I don't know.
I feel like the issue is Harry is like Diana was.
Yeah.
Diana was cast aside. I mean, obviously, like, Charles was shitty to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't even have, you just, like, I know the crown is, like, somewhat fictionalized, and I know that, but, like, there is some truth in that, and then if you do your own research, you can, like, learn more. But, like, Charles was shitty to her, and I think, you know, Harry is a lot like Diana was, and so I, you know, it's just, you know, he wants to be different. He doesn't want to follow the exact
outline.
You know, and it's just, I think he's getting ostracized for that. And it's,
And he even mentioned that, like, he could write like 3 more books.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do it.
Yeah.
And like, people give him shit all the time for like leaving. But if it's for the sake of your immediate family, like, you have to do what you have to do. And like, if it's physically harming your people, then you got to take care of them. Not saying that like your parents and siblings aren't important, but like when you get married, you're now in this like inner bubble of who then is more important at the moment, you know, like.
Yeah. So there has to be like a reprioritization of things. Yep.
Yeah.
And I mean, if Megan doesn't want that life, then yeah, he has to, you know, make that a decision. Or it seems like Catherine wants the life. She wants the royalty life. And so that's why William is where he is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Meghan and Harry are in California.
Yeah. I do still think that, like, there should be a joining of forces for the familiar opportunity and not necessarily just leading into, like, the royal, like, permissions, if you will. Like, hey, like, it's interesting to not spend Christmas with your family. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, on a non-royal level, like, Chris and I did not see each other for basically the whole month of December, except for like 6 days. So, like, even that was challenging on us. And I'm like, put that on top of, like, trying to run a whole monarchy, multiple, actually.
Yeah.
As we learned from the Queen Elizabeth, like, you actually run multiple monarchies if you are the queen or king of England itself.
Yeah.
There's multiple smaller areas you rule. So, very interesting.
Yep.
Oh, man. Thanks, you guys, for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. We're going to get right back on track with February, probably in a week. I have no plans next weekend. Let's do it. Is it a date, Steph? Is it a date?
Let's do it.
Woo!
What happened in February?
Awesome. Okay, we'll see you back next time, and thanks for hanging out. We can chat in a second. I gotta go pee and get more water, and then I'll be right back.
Okay, bye.
Don't leave me. Hold on. All right, you guys, thanks for listening this week. And if something resonated with you, feel free to reach out to me on socials at TheBabeAFPod. And don't forget to rate, review, like, subscribe, all the things on those platforms. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and I might even try out YouTube soon. So buckle up, babes, let's go. If you'd like to meet with me, have a coffee, plan an event, have a confetti moment, I don't know, y'all, feel free to do so through email at thebabeafpod@gmail.com. I hope you guys have the best day and the best time today. I can't wait to see you next time. Toodles.